We're on day two of Big Brother 2005.
It's 2006.
2006? Sorry, the housemates look really similar. This is Vibes.
And this is Vid.
And we have plenty to bitch and moan and praise about the launch of Big Brother 2006, but first the news headlines. Well, the housemates are already in the house. And again, they're all sex-crazed. Already, Camilla has commented to the other housemates that she brought two vibrators into the house, but unfortunately, Big Brother confiscated her batteries. Oh well. David is the favourite to win the series so far, according to Centrebet. His betting odds are at $3.50. And speaking of David, thanks for the thousands of emails into the website telling us that he's gay. We sort of have the idea already. The world first was a bit of an anti-climax, when it was discovered that it was mother and daughter duo Karen and Crystal. Unfortunately for Big Brother, this idea was already used in a Greek version of the show last year, and the secret relationship idea was used in the United States version last year. Sorry, Big Brother, you're going to have to do better than that.
And we'd just like to congratulate Kieran for winning our competition with the two launch tickets. And thanks to everyone else for the feedback in the forums and on the voicemail. We made it to number 8 on the iTunes Music Store under Movies and Television. But we've gone back down now and we've had over 800 downloads. So we're looking forward to see how we go this week. And time for some hardcore discussion on, well, the only episode we've seen thus far, which was the launch last night. Personally, I thought it was a sort of a duplicate of last year. We had basically exactly the same stage set up. Everything was the same. The only thing I noticed that they changed was they've moved all the plasmas from behind Gretel to the runway, which just said Big Brother the entire time. So I'm not sure what the reason behind that was. And apparently they've installed a little fence to prevent people jumping up on stage like they did at one of the evictions where someone ran up and Gretel was a bit stunned mullet for a while. But apparently it's a bit flimsy and the only thing it would do would slow down the security guards.
I can't say that I wasn't surprised. You remember in the last podcast I said that I was fearing that this season would be a duplicate of last year. As far as the housemates and the whole show production side, unfortunately, yeah, it has been a copy. The housemates are exactly the same. It was like
sex crazed.
It was like I was looking into a time machine, really.
Even one of them looks like one of the Logans. John looks at, like, on the website pictures, he looks exactly like one of the Logans. I was like,
it was very annoying, especially after, during the whole show pre-publicity, Gretel said that they were looking for a whole wide range of housemates.
And they're going to be smarter this year?
Apparently. I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah.
But again, they're all, the majority are all 20-somethings. They're all sex-crazed. And after the whole uncut dramas, they said they'd be toning down the sex. I think I'm sick of sex on Big Brother, personally.
And the vibrator thing you just said about, she wasn't in it for some vibrator fun.
I'm sure Big Brother will provide them with a vibrator later in the series like they did last year.
Yeah. Which was actually a massager. inverted commas there.
I have a conspiracy theory about the housemates too.
About their hair?
Oh, also about that they all have horrible hair, by the way.
Especially John, surfboard waxing hair, that can't be good.
He accidentally fell into a washing machine. But anyway, my conspiracy theory about the housemates is if you look at our header on the website, you'll notice that all but two of the housemates, their first names begin with a letter from the first half of the alphabet.
Yeah, I noticed that as well.
It's a bit freaky. So my theory is that the producers just said, hey, go and round up a whole bunch of 20-something sex-crazed people.
And they just picked the ones from the top.
Yeah,
of the
they just ticked off the ones on the top of the list. Oh, yeah, that'll do. The good things I do have to say, though, finally there's a token gay guy and a token Asian.
Yeah, well, that's what she said. It's just that time they put an Asian in the Big Brother house. But she seems nice. She seems like she's going to have a lot of value in the house, though, I think.
She doesn't seem sex-crazed, but she has the whole kooky, ditzy thing going on.
Yeah, she seems a bit more, what's the word? She's not as ditzy as all the other housemates, so I think she's going to have some good conversation with her. What I was going to say is they've redone the control room. They haven't redone the stage, but did you see the control room?
No.
They've got rid of those, you know, they have like 50 like CRT monitors. They've now got huge plasmas with all the things, and everyone's got their own little LCD screen. So they spent all their money redoing the control room, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad they spent the money doing that rather than giving us a new intro. They used the same intro as last year.
Yeah, I think they sped it up a tiny bit.
It was changed slightly.
Yeah.
But it was the same overall thing, the same theme song.
Mm. I like the house, though. Did you like the house?
Yes, I was going to say the house is great. I love the house.
I don't like the AstroTurf, though. That really looks horrible. I think it's going to have
I like the change. No. I like the change. And I like how all the rooms are so colourful. And I really like the lounge room works really well for evictions.
Yeah.
Because it's cut off.
Yeah. And I noticed in the punishment room, they've got like blinds. So when everyone walked in, there was a big set of blinds behind the screen. So you couldn't see that there was just a room in there. It was just a set of blinds there. So
they can, if they don't want to look at somebody quivering in pain or being punished, they can just go, oh yeah, shut the blinds.
Being punished with 9-volt batteries on their nipples or something.
Yeah, can you shut the blinds? I'd rather not watch a naked man being subjected to water torture.
but I quite like the house. But I don't know what's up with that cow, you know, with the stripping pole, and there was a little like cow thing attached to the bottom of it, like a rodeo.
So they can ride it.
But I don't know. Like you said, what happened to this toning down? I mean, on the launch show last night, they already had to censor some things. They had to censor Crystal's boobs when she had half her nipples poking out.
The launch show was really edited.
Yeah, I noticed they kept skipping, and like Greta would say something, and then she just jumped to a completely other subject. So it took a lot longer on Saturday night to do than what we saw. So
yeah, because if you guys didn't know, we had a few staff members down in the audience listening in, giving us updates of what's going on, and we posted those updates on the website for you all.
Yep. And the server didn't crash.
One of our lucky staff members got to talk to Mike Goldman. Such a privilege that is.
In case no one would have heard, but during one of the breaks, Mike Goldman played YMCA and started dancing on stage.
And from what we could hear from our correspondents, he was having a lot of fun with YMCA.
No one else was, but he was having fun.
And from the sounds of it, not many people were dancing, so they had to give away prizes to whoever would dance.
Yeah, whoever would dance.
Which is another point, too. The crowd didn't look very enthusiastic at all on the launch show.
They kept zooming in on, like, the same people who were like, wow, but I think they were just family members.
Probably.
Of the housemates.
Just ones that were smiling.
Yeah.
But I must admit, I did yell out, wow, when I saw the house.
Yeah.
Because I really like the house. I think it's great.
I don't like the diary room, though. The diary room is supposed to be...
Are you kidding? The diary room's great.
It's supposed to be, like, a feature of the house. It's supposed to be the thing that you look at and say, that's the Big Brother Australia house. But it just the chair blends into the wall. It just looks like they're sitting on the wall.
I think I like it a bit. It looks sort of retro space-y.
We always
I don't
have
know.
Kooky diary rooms, though. Big Brother Australia isn't one to have plain diary room chairs. Our house is always...
One thing, too, was I saw... I'm not sure what it's for, but when they were doing the tour of the house, above the diary room, there were some plasma screens. So, I mean, possibly one of the tasks could involve one of the housemates in the diary room watching the house like a bedsit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Another thing I want to talk about is we talked about it last time, but the premium streaming again. There's been a lot of people whinging about that. Apparently, it's censored more than... I don't know what to say, but apparently they cut off the streams last night when someone tried to kill a spider. They cut it and started playing stuff from the launch show. Just everything is being censored. And even the premium stream, for those who don't know yet, they cut out at 20 minutes as well.
20-minute timeout.
20-minute timeout, which means you have to go back, generate another key, load it all up again, which is exactly the same as the live feeds from last year.
It's the same as the free service that was offered last year.
Yeah, but the live one, I mean the free one, you can only access, what, 3 times a day, did you say?
3 sessions per day.
Which is...
And that's if you can get on, because so many people try to access it at the moment.
Yeah, well, I'm not very happy with that. I haven't paid for it yet, but I was planning on, but I don't know if I'm going to now, if it's just going to time out at 20 minutes. I don't want to be there refreshing every...
Well, I must say that I am a premium member now. I feel so privileged. But if you really want to watch Big Brother and you like to watch the streams a lot, premium, unfortunately, is the only way to go. Because you're only going to be able to see an hour maximum on the free service.
They're going to make their money either way, because people are going to want to watch it. Even people will get over the 20 minute, but still, I think it should be constant. Why do you want people? What's the purpose in getting people to come back and refresh their tokens or whatever? So I'm not very happy about that.
Moving on to the next topic. I want to talk about David.
That's not me, by the way.
Not Vid88, the David that's in the house. as I said before, we've gotten thousands of emails into the site. Not thousands, but a lot.
A lot.
David's gay.
David's gay. Do you know David's gay? It's true, David's gay. We know he's gay, by the way, so you don't need to send the emails anymore.
Yeah. We're fully aware of his sexual preference. Thank you very much, everyone.
And I think it was a bit obvious on the launch show when they showed his clip. And instead of saying girlfriends, and this goes the same for all men, if they say they have had two partners instead of two girlfriends, they're gay. They're gay, yeah.
But I think when, because it was mentioned that there's going to be a revelation that Big Brother or David's going to tell the housemates that he's gay, I reckon there might be a bit of backlash from the housemates, because if you, on the launch show, he was talking about, I can't remember who he was talking to, but he was talking about him having a girlfriend or whatever, and they were long-term relationship, and then he met them a couple of weeks before coming into the house. I think when it comes out that he's gay, well, the housemates are going to say, oh, well, you lied to us, blah, 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 and he's already going to be in the shit book. So I don't know with that. And what if he gets chosen as the insider? Maybe they're going to push that sort of things back. I quite like that idea of the insider, just a side note, us getting to choose who we want. Even though we don't really know them as much yet, we can still sort of, with our first impressions, choose who it would be funny to give all these jobs to, which hopefully Big Brother will make interesting and fun for us to watch, but not for them to do.
From first impressions, who's your favourite housemate?
I'm sort of biased, but I think I like David because he just seems more down to earth than everyone else. He seems a bit more mature since he's been living by himself, things like that.
He's our very own Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, he even has the hat, hey, in his little clip. But no, he seems more down to earth and more sort of, he knows what he wants. The other ones are just there to have fun and flash their tits about. But I like him, though.
I'm going to say Elise and Tilly.
I like Tilly, actually, now you mentioned it. I liked her little dress that she was wearing as well.
And on with the David thing, it's sort of become a whole novelty, I think, that they have a gay housemate, because it's been 2 years. Ever since Chris Noble took over as producer, we've never had a gay housemate. We've had plenty of trannies, but no gay housemates. And we finally do have one, and everyone's going, oh my god, he's gay, is he going to out himself? It's not that big of a deal.
What I have noticed is that no one said, you know how when their ad campaign was on, oh my god, Big Brother's gone gay this year. There's been none of that. Like, none. David's the gay one because of the gay ads. There hasn't been any of that. Everyone's just sort of accepted it, I think. Besides for all the emails that we got, he's gay. But I guess that can just be expected. But there hasn't been really, no one really else has mentioned it. Or it hasn't been such a big thing. Like, even on the radio stations this morning, no one really cared all that much. People were more interested in the boob job and the mum thing.
On the radio this morning, there was the talk show hosts were talking about whether 19 is too young to get a boob job. I wouldn't get a boob job when I was 19. But I'm
going. You're a boy. But I don't reckon, some people were saying, why the hell did they get their boob jobs
together? They got it together.
Well, not together, they got it at the same time.
Well, that's what I meant.
Yeah, they got them done at the same time.
Great mother she is.
Yeah, but I mean, if she wanted something done, if the daughter wanted something done, the mother wanted something done, they had a really tight relationship, why the hell not get it done together? Then they can go through all the aftermath together, all the pain and that. So I don't see what the big deal with about that is. But they almost outed themselves by it. When did you get your boobs done? Oh, 8 weeks ago. So did I. And then they sort of stopped talking after then. I don't think they're going to last the week. I think she'll slip out there, Mum, or something like that.
Well, we saw how far the Logan thing went.
Yeah, that was...
That was a total balls up. I thought the producers would have learned by now. Australians can't keep secrets.
That's another duplicate thing that they've done from last year. It's not twins, but it's still people trying to keep a secret.
A relationship secret.
Yeah.
So much for the world first.
Yeah, I'm really outraged about that. I don't think the Australian viewers are that dumb. Like, not even the hardcore fans would still know about Big Brother around the world. I think Gretel's even mentioned the Big Mama thing once upon a time, so I don't know what's up with that.
And it's not like they haven't been watching Big Brother UK either, because you can watch footage from that version of the show through premium on the official website.
Oh, can you?
Mm.
Well, Gretel said that there is going to be more than one world first, I think. So hopefully this couple...
Hopefully.
...is going to be actually a world first. I haven't been excited yet by this series. I mean, I was excited by the launch show, but when it sort of started, I was a bit over it. The housemates were all the same.
Usually I flick the launch show off after I've seen the house, because I already know who all the housemates are. I do have to say that we had our own world first at the website here. Over the launch night, we had 665 visitors on the forums at one time, which is a new world record for us. The previous record was 480 users.
And there was almost three quarters of that this morning. There was 350-something people on the forum this morning.
Yeah, that's never happened before.
No, and the server is a little bit slow, but it's handling.
It's handling, so be patient, please. We don't have all the money in the world to pump into a server.
I think we should thank everyone.
Yeah, and we should give a plug to our hosts, jumbo.com.au. Check them out.
They've been really helpful. They kept our server alive and... Yeah, so they've been very helpful. Go check them out and get all your hosting needs with them.
We over the launch Sunday, we did have over 1 million hits and approximately 20,000 users visited the site in that day. But we can't tell for sure because it's a bit ironic because there were so many users, our stats program died.
Yeah, the log files were like 12 gigabytes in size for an hour. So thanks for everyone for coming and being patient and not refreshing constantly.
I think we should move on to voicemail.
Yeah, we got a lot of voicemail, and thanks for using the voicemail service. Thanks for everyone who hung up as well. That was really great. Really like listening to those messages. We have Perth numbers now, and we're looking at getting a 1300 number, so you'd only have to call one number, and we'd only have to say one number. We're not even going to say all the numbers. We don't want to end up like Gretel on the eviction night.
I'm really scared because she said that there's going to be numbers for the keep them to stay.
Yeah, she's going to be.
It's going to take 15 minutes.
It even took long last night with the SMS votes because I think she has to give everyone an equal amount of airtime on how to evict them or whatnot because she has to say to SMS XX name to XX number and she has to say it for every single person. She can't just say SMS their name because I think it's a bit biased. So I think she has to say them every single time. So this year is just going to be...
Well, in Big Brother UK, they do it better, I think. What happens is, say if they were to apply it to Australia, Gretel would say, dial 1902555 for Anna 01.
Yeah.
For next housemate 02.
And everyone just has their own extra little like bit at the end. And also they scroll at the bottom, I think, during the show, whereas we only do it at the end of the show during the credits, which everyone switches off.
And anyway. To the commercials.
Yeah.
When we jump over to commercials. But anyway, the voicemails, it was great feedback and we really appreciate it. And we had a lot of suggestions on the forums too about segments on the show.
Which we'll be applying soon enough, we just didn't have enough time.
Yeah, we had quite a lot to talk about this time. Two sections that I would like to set up are ones Ask BBBA. So if you have any Big Brother questions, anything you've always wanted to know, then email us in podcast@behindbigbrother.com and we'll see what we can do about finding out the answer. Because we do know a lot about Big Brother here.
Yeah, we're Big Brother geeks.
The other section was from the forums, which I'll be starting next podcast. Sort of just a digest of some of the threads that I found interesting on the forums. First we'll play the answers to our competition.
Oh yeah, our competition. We got a lot of duplicate answers, but still they were funny numbers.
Yeah, it backfired on us a bit because almost everybody answered that Saxon was under Gretel's dress.
Or Saxon's love child, which you'll hear anyway, so...
So what happened was it was first come, first serve with the prize because almost everybody said Saxon. So again, congrats to Kieran. And Kieran, if you're listening, then get back to us and let us know how the launch show went for you. We're going to lead in with a promo that CP White made for us for the voicemail. We didn't actually make this, so we claim no responsibility.
This is Big Brother. Answer the phone now. You only have a few seconds left. This is your last chance. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's time to go to voicemail.
Hey, it's Damo from the forums in Brisbane here with a lot of the goss. I reckon underneath Gretel's dress is her and Saxon, the from Series 3's illegitimate love child. You know, they had a relationship. I reckon there was an abortion there maybe involved. So there you go. Well, maybe they had the baby, but behind the scenes. Good to speak to you guys. Love the first podcast. Keep it up. Laters. Damo.
My name is Kieran, and I think Saxon's under Gretel's dress. Thank you.
Hey, my name's Kate. I think that under Gretel's dress is probably still Saxon, basically. We know she and Saxon had a thing going, so I reckon Saxon's still probably there. Bye.
Hey there, guys. Jumpy here. So, first things first, us girls are meant to say behindbigbrother.com podcast. Thank God that's out of the way. So, what does Gretel have under her dress?
I would say barramundis, innerundies. See ya. Have a good night. Bye.
Congratulations, guys. The website looks awesome.
Oh, hi, guys. This is Toronto from the forums. It seems as if I've gotten your answering machine, so I just wanted to say good website, great website. You're doing excellent job. And I'm going to have to catch you again when you're home. See yous.
Behind BigBrother.com podcast. Tinkerbell. See ya.
Hi, everyone at BBDA. It's Kirsten here, the band one. Just thought I'd add to the podcast and say g'day. And, yeah, let you know that I really am a Kiwi. And, yeah, it's normal. Shame about the Sky Lounge. Oh, well. Wasn't me. Bye.
Hey, guys. It's Red here. Just calling to say congratulations and good work. Keep it up. And here is your message, Behind Big Brother podcast.
Hi, it's Kirsten again. Even though I don't live in the Gold Coast and can't win the competition, I'd still like to take a stab at what's under Gretel's dress. And my idea would probably be gravity's effect on her bust, which they cleverly tape up to make her look 20 when we all know that she's like 60. Anyway, good luck to you guys at BBDA. Maybe you guys might let me back one of these days. I promise to be good. And yeah, have fun. I'll be on the OS, so look out for me. No flaming. And yeah, catch you on the flip side.
All vibes and that videot. Vid88. Vibes and videot are so sexy. I just love it when they put their hands on each other's peepees. Oh, they are so wonderful together. We should hear much more of them. Come on, Vibes and PP, put you on each other.
Hey, guys, it's Dante from the forums. Just thought I'd ring in and say hi. And yeah, hi. And can't really think of anything to say now. I'll leave with something interesting next time when I can actually think of something to say. Okay, see you all.
Hey, this is Sigs for Behind Big Brother. I'm here in line at Dreamworld for the launch. I'm here with Matt and Jordan from Brisbane. And they want to say hello to all you podcasters out there. Come on, Jordan, say hello.
Hello.
Matt?
Hello.
You guys excited about the show?
Yes. Yeah.
They're very excited. Who was your favourite housemate last year?
The Logan people. The Logan people.
The big Logan fans. They're good blokes.
Hey, guys, it's Jazza here. Just wanted to say you guys did an awesome job tonight with the updates and the cast. Good work, guys.
Yeah, hi, my name's Brett. I've just been to the 2006 Big Brother launch, live from Dreamworld. Absolutely fantastic atmosphere. Crowd was great and some really hot-looking babes going into the hair. Stay tuned to Behind Big Brother for the secret on who the couple is. Catch ya.
If you'd like to call in and give us a voicemail, what you think of Big Brother or anything else that's on your mind, the numbers are on our podcast page. You can also email us at podcast@behindbigbrother.com. Your emails are always welcome.
Yeah, and you don't have to ring our voicemail numbers about stuff we talk about on the podcast. You can talk about anything that's valid when we could bring it up as a subject on the next podcast. So you don't have to...
Anything about Big Brother.
Yeah, that's what... Yeah, but it doesn't have to be something that we've talked
about. Or the site, or what you think of the podcast.
Yeah, anything.
So we'll catch you later and see you next podcast.
See ya.
Yeah, hi, Tim. It's Blameless here. When you're going to unban me? Come on, mate. Okay, thanks. Bye.